All right, good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to call to order the Coburn Town Council special call meeting for Tuesday, September the 3rd, 2024 at 4:30 p.m. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins, Jeff Kaiser.
I'm here.
Devin Payman.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon. Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum present. Mr. Collins did let us know that he would not be present tonight. The next item on the agenda is an invocation. I would ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation, then please remain standing for the pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life and health and strength. We thank you for our town employees. We're very valuable to the town of Coburn, and we praise you and thank you for each and individual person and their families, and I pray your blessings upon each one of them. I pray that you give us wisdom and understanding to do what is right here in your sight tonight, Father. And I just ask these things according to your will, and that your glory would come out of it, Father. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The next item is public expression. I'm going to omit that. We do not need to have public expression for tonight's meeting. The next item is the approval of the agenda. It can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I'll make a motion to accept it as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda. The first item is new business A, discussion of brick sidewalk by the Job Corps. Mr. Kaiser asked us to discuss this.
Yeah, it's going to be, this is just needed to be done quickly rather than waiting for the next meeting. I was approached by Mr. Spell at the Job Corps this past week, and they have a concrete crew available at the Job Corps itself. And of course, we've had issues with brick pavers for years and years and years and years and years and years. We've got them now. I noticed last past week the pavers that are on the main sidewalk across the street are starting to deteriorate to where there's multiple bricks missing, et cetera, et cetera. What they have offered to do, and I told them I would bring it before council, is that they will come in and redo all those pavers for us if we want them done. The stipulation is that we supply the material and they supply the labor. What they're thinking of doing and wanting to do is to go in and pour concrete as opposed to pavers. They're wanting to do a stamp on those, something comparable, you know, probably brick. I don't know, something that can be worked out. The design on those, it's comparable to something that you'd see probably in a crosswalk in a town or something of that nature. So anyway, the offer from the Flatwoods Job Corps Center is there. If council so desires, what I would suggest is that we instruct our town manager, Mr. Williams, to reach out to the Flatwoods Job Corps Center to pursue this, and it's something that can be done probably pretty quickly if we want it done.
I would like to know the price for the concrete, if we can get that before we reach out to them. And
Well, we need to know the scope of the work that they're willing to do, whether they're going to do just, you know, the section over there, they're going to do it in front of the depot, they're going to do, you know, underneath the trees, whatever. That's something that I think can be determined through conversations between our town manager and the Flatwoods Job Corps people.
So I've
and
also,
then bring it back to council.
So, I mean, it's not quite brick sidewalk, but it's still with concrete and it's with the Job Corps. Is it the pool? And they are edging around the pool this year is terrible, and I was always afraid the kids were going to fall in holes. And they've gone up and looked at it already, and I don't have a price on that either. And I don't know how much it would cost because they're going to, you were supposed to find out about the coping around the sides, if they were just replacing what was broke or having to do all of it, which I hope it was just what was broke.
haven't talked to them yet.
And so that was also going on with the concrete, because they have already come up and looked at it and referred back to him.
Well, I met him up our Sheridan, and he looked at it, and he said, oh, that's going to have to be jackhammered up, you know, where they can smooth it back at level. And he's asking us if we can do it, or do they need to do it. And I told him I'd get back with you.
Yeah, what I'm suggesting is that we, you know, council instruct, you know, town manager Mr. Williams to, you know, contact the job corps itself, bring back those answers to those questions to council, so council can make a decision.
Including the pool, yeah. The pool, as long as we're going to operate it and it's doing good, and it did good this year, yeah, we need to fix the concrete.
How about handicap access to the sidewalks, if they can do that?
I would talk to him about that. If you're wanting to put crosswalks in, everywhere there's a crosswalk, you have to have handicap access on and up.
Okay, any other questions about the discussion of the brick sidewalk? Okay, Mr. Williams, if you would, just keep us updated and with the process and the price. All right. The next item is B, closed session. At this time, I move that we enter into closed session in accordance with Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss the performance of Town of Coburn personnel, specifically Public Works.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in closed session.